This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Sai. Baruch Mabam. Welcome, everyone. We continue Masechta Yevamos, Daf Peches. The Gemara is discussing the subject of whether Eid Echad Ne'aman B'Yisurin. Can you trust one witness when it comes to matters of Isser V'Heter? The Gemara wanted to bring a proof from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that a woman who was told by one aid, and the reason why we're assuming that the woman was told by one aid is because the end of the Mishnah is talking about where she's marrying without the Rishus of Beis Din, namely she's relying on two aidim. So that means the Gemara assumed that the Reisha of the Mishnah is talking about where she is relying on one aid, and it allows her to get married. So that indicates that you could rely on one aid for Yisurim. The Gemara asks, what is the basis of this? So the Gemara quoted a Mishnah, I believe, in Krisos, that said, if one aid says you ate Chelev, and the person denies, and he says, no, I did not eat Chelev, you're Pater. Why? Because you're believed. That implies that if you would not deny it, you would be believed. So we see Eid Echad Ne'aman B'Yisurim. So the Gemara says, how does the Mishnah know? So Gemara says, we learn from a pasuk, from a braisa. It says, or if the sin became known to him, but not if others incriminate him. Says the Gemara, that implies even if he does not deny it. No, if he doesn't deny it, then he would be chayitring a chata. So Gemara says, what's the case? If two edim say that he ate the chelev, so of course he has to bring a carbon. Must be, only one aid says he ate the carbon. And if he doesn't deny it, he's believed. Why? Eid Echad Ne'aman B'Yisurin. So basically, we darshan a pasuk that if one person says, hey pal, you ate chelev, and the person doesn't deny it, so he has to bring a carbon. Says Gemara, how do you know the reason why he has to bring a carbon is because Eid Echad Ne'aman B'Yisurin, maybe he has to bring a carbon because shtika kahayda. Right? Let's say, every time I say a Dvar Torah, nobody says anything, I could assume that everybody agrees with me. The fact that you're on mute doesn't mean, obviously, doesn't mean you don't agree with me. No, so the Gemara says, Eid Echad Ne'aman B'Yisurin is learnt out from the fact that if you would not deny what the person says, you'd be chayv a karma. The Gemara says, maybe it's because shtika kahayda. Says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya, that it's not because Eid Echad Ne'aman B'Yisurin, but rather it's because shtika kahayda. What's the raya? The seifa of the Mishnah. Diktani seifa. Amru shnayim achalta chel. Two people said you ate chel. V'loimer lo achalti. Pater. If he says, I didn't eat, he's pater. Rav Meir machayev. Rav Meir says, you're chayev. Two people say that he ate chel, and he says, no, I didn't eat, he's pater. Rav Meir says, you're chayev. Two people say you ate chayev, and he says he didn't eat, you're chayev. Amar Rav Meir says, Kavachoymer. Of course you're chayev if two edim say you ate chayev. Because im heviuhu shnayim li de misa chamura. If two edim could bring someone to misa, which is strict, lo yiviyu li de karban akal, can they not bring somebody to be obligated to bring a karban, which is more lenient? If two edim could bring someone to Misa, which is Chamor, would they not bring him to a carbon which is lenient? So who in their right mind would say that two Edom can't be Mechayiv someone a carbon? Two Edom could kill someone. Let's say two Edom said, you killed. And he said, no, I didn't. So of course, it's Chayiv Misa. So then certainly it should be Chayiv a carbon. Amrulai, the rabbi said back to Rav Meir, wait a second. The guy's only chayiv a carbon if he ate up a shogeg. If he ate up a mezid, he's not chayiv a carbon. So why can't the guy say, believe me, I didn't eat chaylev, because if I want, I could have said I ate the chaylev, but I did it b'mezid, and therefore I'm not chayiv a carbon. Says Amrulai, they said to him, ma im yirtza loymar mezid ayisa, here you see. What if he could have said, I am intentional? So, that is the opinion of the Rabbanim. Now, this is a very difficult migu, because it's basically a migu, b'makam edim. You want to believe the guy that he didn't eat it, because he could have said, I ate it, b'mezid. Yeah, but you're believing him against Edim. So Gemara says, okay, so in this Seifa, Rav Meir says, you're chayiv, the Rabbanon say you're pater. Rav Meir says you're chayiv because Edim could even bring tamisa. The Chacham say you're pater because you have a migo. Reisha my taima kamechavi Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say in the Seifa, you're pater. Even though the Edim say you ate the chelev, you're pater when you deny it. So why do the Rabbanon say you're chayiv when the guy's silent? So if you're going to say it's because an eid is believed, eid echa neman, right? Because in the Reisha, the Rabbanon didn't argue. The Rabbanon didn't say in the Reisha, in the Reisha, you're also pater. No, the Rabbanon only said you're pater in the Seifa. So, wait a second. Why in the Reisha you chayiv? You're telling me the Rabbanon hold eid echa neman b'yisurin? So you're saying the Rabbanon hold one eid with nobody contradicting is stronger than two Edim and the guy contradicting? That's not true. Two Edim against one Ed is stronger than one Ed against nobody. So why the Rabbanon say you're chayiv in the Reisha? Ilei Mishum de Mehemen, v'hatrei ba'alma, but two Edim in general, the af agav de kamachesh lehu, even though they're being denied, in whom mehemni, two Edim are believed. Normally we say when two Edim are contradicted, two Edim are believed against one. So if the pshat in the Reisha is Rabbanon hold an Eid Echad is believed, then certainly in the Seifa, two Edim should be believed against one. Elamai, it must be. You know why in the Seifa they're not believed? In the Seifa, they're not believed because, and yet, the Kapatri Rabbanon still say you're pater in the Seifa. It must be why in the Seifa the Rabbanon hold your pater. It must be because in general, when it comes to somebody violating eating Isser, we don't trust anybody other than the person themselves. So then why in the Reisha do the Rabbanon hold Chayiv? Because the guy himself is Moida, that he ate it, because Shtika Kahida. That's the only way to explain this. Otherwise, how do you reconcile why in the Reisha, one Eid says you ate, the guy doesn't say a word, so then you're Chayiv. But if two Eidim say you ate, and he says I didn't eat, then you're Pater? One Eid is stronger than two Eidim against him? That can't be. Two Eidim against him is stronger than one Eid against nobody. So if in the Seifa, the Rabbanon say, you're pater, must be because we don't incriminate people when we have evidence that they ate something, because we don't know exactly what happened. We don't know what they may have eaten. So then why in the Reisha, where we only have one aid that says he ate, why there are you chayiv? Must be because the guy admits that he's chayiv, he ate it. Elah mishum de'ishtika shtika kaida damya. Okay, here we go, Rabbeisai. So now We're on the hunt for the source for Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. Now this is a major Shas Sugya. We've been doing a lot of them lately. If you didn't catch Sunday's Eon Shir, I please humbly, highly recommend Sunday's Eon Shir about four different Mahalchim of why when two Edim say a woman could get married and she gets married and they turned out to be lying, you still have to bring a carbon and you can't excuse yourself that you relied on two Edim. So this Amud of Daf Peches Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin is a major sugya in Shas. It's Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Daf Beis Amud Beis, Masechta Gittin. It gets into the Lamdus of Eschazek Yisura, the Lamdus of Biyadai, and a lot of other major sugyos in Shas. So Gemara says, must be. How do I know Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin? Midi Dahava Achaticha Sofek Shal Chelav Sofek Shal Shuman. Let's say I have a shtick fleisch. Now, fleisch is very important. It's very important to eat meat. In order to understand Torah, you need to eat meat. Sorry out there. But that's, Kloisenberger Rebbe says, that's why God gave meat to the Jewish people. In order to understand learning. That's why you eat meat, dafka, at night. Like it says, bo'erev toichlu basar. Because night is the main time for learning. Anyway, that's why Amei Aretz are not allowed to eat meat. Because if they're not learning, so what's the point of eating meat? They might as well be healthy, you know? So eat lettuce or something. But if that's the case, the Gemara talks about the following case. You have a shtick fleish. It's safek chelev, safek shuman. And an eid echad and says, bari li the shuman. I know for sure it's kosher fat. The mehemen, he's believed. That we know. That's, I don't know how we know that. But that's an established fact. So we see eid echad and bisurin. So Gemara says, mi dami? Is it comparable? Could you learn out from there? How could you learn out from there? Hasam leis chazik yisura. There, the aid is not uprooting in a presumption of Isser, because it was a Safek Shuman, Safek Chaylev. So, since there is uncertainty, we could trust the witness. Hacha, but here, where the woman was in a status that she was married, and the aid Echad wants to come and say her husband is dead, how do you know that an aid Echad is believed to remove, to extricate from an established status? Hacha is Chazek Yisura, the Isha says. And second of all, and this is a major sugya, is this the second point? But let's assume it is. Our gersa is it is. Another thing is, aside, this we're not dealing, a husband is not a shtick fleish. A husband is a davar shabe'erva. Marriage is a davar shabe'erva, and there's a general principle of ein davar shabe'erva, parchas mishnayim. You know what our case is similar to? Halaydamya. Our Mishnah, where a woman was presumed to be married and the husband disappeared. Halaydamya, ela l'chaticha. It's similar to a piece. Devadai chelev, which is definitely chelev. V'aseid echad, and an eid said, oh, that piece of meat, that's definitely chelev. Now, why is it chelev? I don't know, we saw it being taken out of the animal, it looks like chelev. And an eid echad said, bari li d'shuman, I know for sure it's permitted. D'loy me'eman. The eid is not believed. You know, our Mishnah is analogous to a case where generally we say the eid is not believed. If we have a piece of meat, we know for sure it's forbidden fat, and an eid echad says, I know it's permitted fat, we don't believe him. Says Gemara, no, that's not, our Mishnah is not similar to that at all. In the case of a piece of fat that we know is forbidden fat, even if 1,000 Edom came and say we know it's permitted, you couldn't eat it, because we happen to know it's forbidden. Me dummies, it's similar. Ha, some over there, afilu asu beimeo, even if 100 Edom came, loy mehemni, they would not be believed. Ha, over here, kibin dechi asu beitre mehemni, since if 2 Edom, in our case, if 2 Edom would come and say the husband died, Harry. Two Edom would be believed, so Chanami Lemna. One aid should also be believed. You can't compare it to the case of forbidden fat. Case of forbidden fat that we know is forbidden fat, you could have 1 billion Edom come and say it's permitted, you're not going to be able to eat the fat. But we know that if 2 Edom testified the husband died, she could remarry, so maybe 1 aid should also be able to testify the husband died. Just like Midi Dahava Atevel. Let's say you have produce that Chumas and Maisos was not separated. Hektish. Or produce. Or hektish. Something that was sanctified. And then someone comes along and says, it's permitted now. The kainamais, or a certain kind of vow. Where a person made a vow that it should belong to the Beis HaMikdash. And then an aid comes and says it's permitted. In all those cases, an aid is believed. Gemara says, really? What case are you referring to that an aid is believed? Hi tevel hechidami. What's the case of tevel that you say the aid is believed? Ididei, if we're talking about his own produce. If we're talking about his own produce, he says, Dr. Phil, you could come to my house to eat. I have tevel? Nah, I took off meiser, don't worry. Gemara says, you're going to bring a raya from the fact that somebody could be mafresh, the fact that somebody could be believed that he took off chumas and masrois, that shows eid echanam bisurin. Says Gemara, no, that doesn't show eid echanam bisurin. You know why? Mishum debiyadoi lasaknai. You know why he's believed to say that he took off chumas and masrois? Because he can. It's always within his ability to be mafresh chumas and masrois. It's always within his ability to take off chumas and maisos. Now, The simple way of understanding what the Gemara means, that it's biyadai to take of chumas amasrais, this is generally what we say the svar of biyadai is that we're trying to prove eid echad is believed even when it's what is called ischazek isura. It has a presumptive status that it's asr. That the produce is in a presumptive status that it's tevel. The woman is in a presumptive status that she's married. But says Gemara, you can't learn out from Tevel that Eidachar is Neman. You know why the Eidachar is Neman? Because since he has the ability to take off Chumas HaMasras, it's not considered as if it's in a presumptive status. There's no Chazaka. Because if you have the ability to extricate it from the Chazaka, to take it out of the status of it being Tevel, so we don't consider it as Chazek Isura. The Gemara wanted to say, maybe Eid Echad is only Neman by Safek Chelev, Safek Shuman, where there's no Chazaka. How do you know it's believed, even when it's Chazik Yisura? And don't bring a Raya from Tevel, because since it's Biyadoi L'Saknoi, you have the ability to Mafir Shuman Meiser, so that indicates that it's not a real status. It's like what we call Chazaka Ha'asuya L'Shtanois. It's like a status that easily changes. Or so a status that you have the ability to change is... That's generally what's understood. I think that's what we say in Gittin. Maybe we'll do that Sunday. We'll see. Ella must be, you know where you could prove Eide Echonem Bisurin? Ella Da'acher. I could say that Lewis's Tevel is permitted. You know why? Because I know he took of Chumas and Isis. So now it's not Biyadi to be Mafresh Chuma from him. That's not within my ability. But, so that's how we know Eidachanam Bisurin, because I can testify that someone else is produce. So Gemara says, wait a second, my kasavra, what is this Tana hold? I kasavra tar mishal shachaveroi. Yeah, you're right, I can't go to Lewis's house and take off Chumas and Maisa, but maybe what I could do is, I could take off Chumas and Maisa on my own produce to work for his produce. So if I have the ability to take off Chumas and Maisa on my produce to matter his produce, then that taking chuma off your own property for your friend, you don't need the consent of Bailam. So then again, same thing. You can't prove Eidachanam Bisurim, because the reason I'm neman to testify about your produce is I have the ability to be mafresh. And if this Tana holds that you can't just be mafresh your chuma from your own stuff for on your friend's property, so then va'amar, and the guy says, I know you're done about the masakin, I know he took it off. He goofed me on. So how do you know the Eidachar is believed? Maybe I would say this the same way we're challenging that the Eidachar should not be believed to say that her husband died. Eidachar should not be believed to say about another guy that guy was took off chuma ma'aser. Hektish Nami. How about maybe the case of Hektish? Where a guy comes and says, this item that was Hukdash is now permitted. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Ikedushas Damim. If it's something that has sanctity of money. The reason why I'm believed to say that it's permitted, Misham Debiyadai Leftoisai. Because it is within my ability to redeem it. The reason why I can say it's permitted is because I can make it permitted. Kedushas Haguf. Now, if it is not just something which is sanctified for its value, but it has inherent Kedusha and it's owned by Hekdesh. Now, who was Makdesh it? Idi Dey, if he was Makdesh it. Mishum de biyadei le'ishtule alei. The reason why, maybe you're Neman, is because Hekdesh is a kind of vow. It's a kind of nether. So I could go to a Chacham and I could say, I didn't realize the effects of being makdish this item, and it could be matter neder. I'll tell you an interesting halacha. You have a guy, he made early Shabbos, then he realized, oy vai, I forgot to put on tefillin today. Hear the shayla? You say, what kind of crazy shayla? I don't know, I sometimes am in a mincha in a place, every day there's a guy there who's wearing tefillin. He's like, but this guy is not wearing tefillin the whole day. It's like some teenager who just got up like 10 minutes before at like 4:30, you know, for the day. So what's halacha? The guy made early Shabbos. He realized he didn't make tefillin. He didn't put on tefillin. So he asked Rabbi Yosher. Rabbi Yosher said, early Shabbos is a neder. So be matir neder and then put on tefillin. It's a good one, no? So hektish is a neder. Ella, the acher, someone else made hektish. V'amar, and the guy says, Yodanabe, did shumariele. I know that this guy was matir neder. Who says it's Sotako? Who says he's believed? He goofed him in. How do you know he's believed? So Gemara says, maybe we learn that from kainamais, which is also a type of vow. Kainamais nami. Ika savar yesh. Now, kainamais is basically a vow that you're going to give it to bedekabayas. It's going to be owned by the temple treasury. Rashi says, kocha bedekabayas hein. When you say koinam davar za'alai, it's owned by the bedek habayis. Says Gemara, ikos avar yesh mi'ila b'koinamais. If you say that misappropriating something that is a koinam is an isra mi'ila, and that means that it has kedushas damim, u kedushas damim nachdilhu, it descends into monetary kedusha. So the reason why you're believed to say that it's permitted, mishum de biyada leftoisa, you have the ability to redeem it. And if you hold there's no misappropriating a kainam, and it's just the iser ba'almahu the rach of leah kaspe, there's just a regular iser riding on its shoulders. So it's a regular iser, and you're believed to say that I was matirit. You know why? Because idi day, if you made the kainam, yishim debi adar shtulele, you have the ability to be matirit. Ella, rather, the acher. You're saying that something that belongs to someone else, va'amar, and he says, I know you done it, shumariyale, I know this guy was matir neder. So the Gemara says, he gufu min olon. How do you know you're believed? How do you know the Eirachanam Yisurin? And oyoim v'noira, lo and behold, the Gemara concludes that the reason why you're believed in the Mishnah is not because Eid Echadam Bisurin. And the Gemara ultimately gives no source for Eid Echadam Bisurin. And at the end of the day, we have no makar that one witness is believed, Lagabe Isurin. And therefore, it leaves us with a major question. Is, in fact, one witness believed when it comes to Isur V'Heter? The Gemara doesn't bring any proof. The Gemara says, why you believed in the Mishnah? Amar Abzera, you know I believed? Because since she would incur such a heavy penalty, that if she remarries and the husband walks in the door, she would have to get divorced and she gets no ksuba and she loses truma and she loses peiros and blois and the vlad is a mamzer, so she's going to do her homework. Says the Gemara, Amar Abzera, mitoy choymer shechmira alea b'sofer, because of all the chumras, the stringencies that were machmer her in the end, hey kaltala b'tchila, we were lenient with her in the beginning that she could rely on an eid echad. So Gemara says, I have a great idea. Don't be stringent on her in the end, and don't let her get married in the first place. Loi lichmer, don't be stringent on her in the end. V'loi leikon, don't be lenient. Gemara says, we have to be lenient, mishum igunat hikilu barabanan. Because we don't want a woman to be stuck not being able to get married, we are lenient, and we allow her to rely on an Eid Echad, but it's not because Eid Echad am Bisurin, it's because of the fact that she'll be severely penalized, makes it that she'll do her homework. Next Gemara. So the Mishnah says that if she got married, and the guy walks in the door, she has to leave the second guy, and she has to leave the first guy. Amar Rav, Loishanu Ela Shenisas Beit Echad. When does she have to leave the first guy? If she got married with one aid. Avanisas al Pishnei Edim, if she got married based on two aidim, Loitetze. She doesn't have to leave. The only thing is, the Gemara doesn't mean what I said. Let's start again. Rav said, when is the halacha that she has to leave the second guy? That's if she got married with one Eid Echad. Abel Nisis Apishnei Edim. She got married on two Edim. Loi Tetze. She doesn't have to leave the second guy. She could stay married to the second guy. The husband walks in. She says, honey, what's for supper? She said, I don't know, but you're not invited. I'm married to a new guy. Rav seems to be saying if she got married based on two Edim, she could stay with the second guy. Machachu alei b'marava. They laughed on this in Eretz Yisrael. Asa gavra v'koi. The guy came, he's standing here. V'ad amr loy teitzei. And you say, she doesn't have to leave the second guy. Now, pashup shot is, it means she doesn't have to leave the first guy. If one aide came, she has to leave the first guy. One aide came and said that the husband died, and then he walks in. So then she was mezaneh, so she has to leave the first guy. But if two aidim came, it's not her fault, so she could stay with the first guy. But now we're assuming what Rav meant is, when does she have to leave the second guy? When she got married with one aide. But if she got married with two aidim, she doesn't have to leave the second guy. So Gemara says, it's ridiculous. The husband's standing here. How could you say she has to? She doesn't have to leave the second guy? Says the Gemara, Loi tzricha, you know what it means, she doesn't have to leave the second guy? D'loi adinan lei. You know why she doesn't have to leave the second guy? When she got married based on two Edim? Because we don't know who this guy is. The guy who walks in, we have no idea who he is. We have no evidence that this is the husband. So she, two Edim say the husband died. And the guy walks in the door. And he said, honey, I'm back. She said, huh? I don't know who you are. Yeah, and nobody knows who he is. So if two Edim come and said that the husband died, she could stay married to the second guy. So Gemara says, if you don't know who the guy is, then even if one Ed says he died, why, just because he walks in, do we disrupt their marriage? So listen to the story. Loi tzricha. Here's the case. The Asu Beitre, two Edim came. Va'amri, and they said, Anan Havinan Bahade. We were with this guy, Mechinofik Va'adhasha, from the day he left until now. Va'atun Hudulaya Ditule, and you lady who you claim that you don't know who he is, you don't recognize him. You know, sometimes after you don't see somebody for a while, you just don't recognize them anymore. Tzivayakar Yosef Azachavim, like your other brothers didn't remember Yosef. But lady, this is your husband. We've been with him for the last 10 years. We haven't left his hand. So when two Edim come and say, this is your husband, right? The reason the brothers didn't recognize Yosef is before he didn't have a beard, now he has a beard. So the case is, when Rav said, Lo yishanu ela shenisus be'ed echad, when do we say she has to leave the second guy? That's when she got married with one aide. When one aide says her husband died, and then the husband came back, so then she can't stay with the second husband. But when she got married with two Edim, who say the husband died, but now two Edim come and say that he's been with us the whole time. Look at Rashi. Anan havan bahade hilkach legabe ed echad mehemne. If one Ed says the husband died, and two Edim say, no, here he is. So the two Edim are believed to say, here he is, and therefore she can't stay with the second guy. But if two Edim say that the husband died, and two Edom said, what do you mean? He's been with us the whole time. She could stay with him. If one Ed says he died, she can't stay with him. But if two Edom say that she that he died, she could stay with the new husband. The Gemara says that's ridiculous, but you have two Edom saying that the husband didn't die, so it's treyu trey. Says Gemara, sov treyu trey nenu. The habala ba'ashem talai. It's two against two. How could she stay with a husband when two Edom say that her husband never died? And we'll pick it up, Bezal Shem, tomorrow. Thank you everyone for joining. Wishing everyone a Freilichen Erev, the Yahrzeit of Reb Chaim Falaji. And have a wonderful day. Kol Tov. Good night, bye-bye. How are you, Roger?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.